Defense acquisition leaders told their contracting base yesterday that they need them to be healthy and robust, and trying to find budget savings and industry profit margins would be counterproductive. The remarks came at a National Defense Industrial Association conference marking the one-year anniversary of DOD's Better Buying Power Initiative. That's the plan the department developed to, as Acquisition Chief Ashton Carter puts it, do more without more. Frank Kendall, the Pentagon's principal deputy undersecretary of defense for acquisition, says the department wants to create an environment in which both DOD and its vendors share the same cost reduction incentives, and industry makes more profit when it satisfies the department's needs. And he says while the Pentagon tries to become leader and more efficient, industry needs to do the same.
The business environment that you'll be operating in then won't look the same. Secretary Lynn has talked about an inflection point. Dr. Carter, in an earlier speech, talked about going into a new era. It's going to be different. Okay, so what kind of a relationship should we have as we go into this new era, as we all try to adjust to the realities that we have to face? My answer, and I think this is sort of the punchline here, is that we need to have a win-win relationship. You are essential to us, okay? We can't equip the force without you to build the products and provide the services that we need. So a win-win, I would define as for you, that you're in a profitable industry, where you can make reasonable margins if you do a good job at what you do. And for us, it's a win if we get affordable products and affordable services that allow us to support the force structure that we have. So that's what we're all shooting for. That's where we want to be at the end of the day.
But Kendall acknowledges there are competing interests at work. Industry wants to maximize profits. DOD wants to minimize costs. He says the Pentagon will be taking a tougher approach to contract negotiations than it has in the past. And he says that word has been passed down the chain through the entire defense acquisition workforce. Nonetheless, Kendall and his boss, Ashton Carter, the undersecretary for acquisition, technology, and logistics, say DOD wants to do all of that without hurting industry profits.
That's not the point. In fact, it's not only wrong, that's backwards. It's backwards because profit is the incentive that will get us on the government side the result that we're looking for. So we would be foolish to look there for economies rather than for leverage. And in that way, our incentives and your incentives are aligned. And I think most of you know that, but every once in a while somebody asks me that question, and so I want to be absolutely clear about it. The profit is not the point. Cost is the point.
One example of points in the Better Buying Power Initiative that Carter says can reduce cost on both sides is smarter use of industry's own research and development dollars. DOD spends a great deal of money either conducting or paying for R&D on its own, but companies also fund industry-independent research and development, or IRAD, in the hope that it might produce technologies the government might want to buy. But as one attendee at the conference complained, figuring out which research areas industry should be working on is like throwing darts at a dartboard. Carter says that's because of a lack of communication in the IRAD program, and it needs to change.
We have made some changes in the way the program is administered, which will give us a chance on both sides, industry and government, better to understand how we're using IRAD, better to allow you to align your investments, which include IRAD and company investment, in places where that investment is likely to pay off in terms of things that we need. And if you're not familiar with that already, you'll see how we're going to do that. That's a process of information exchange that stopped, in the early 1990s, I think, ill-advisedly, and we're going to restart again.
He says other efforts that can reduce costs for both government and industry revolve around better management of how DOD oversees contracts. Carter says industry associations have pointed out that the overlap in work processes between the Defense Contract Audit Agency and the Defense Contract Management Agency is a source of waste. He says the two defense agencies now have clearer swim lanes so they don't duplicate each other's work.
So you don't have two agencies doing the same thing, asking you for the same data, seemingly accomplishing the same purpose. So only one organization is now responsible for a function. You clearly identify who that is. DCMA, for example, for forward pricing rate agreements.
Kendall says DOD is taking other contract reform steps that should lower industry's cost to prepare bids for major contracts. A new DOD directive will change the way defense acquisition boards, or DABs, panels of senior Pentagon leaders who have to sign off on large programs, deal with the approval process. Those top-level boards will now meet and approve a project before a request for proposals is released to industry. He says that'll keep industry from having to keep expensive proposal teams in place while they wait for an RFP to be issued.
I just put out a directive on this that we'll be doing DABs for the earlier milestones, A and kind of B, before RFPs go out. The reason for that is that today what we do is we let the RFPs go out, we do the source selection, then we have the DAB to decide whether to award the contract or not. The real decision ought to be made before the RFP goes out, so that once you put that RFP out, the government is essentially committed to going ahead with the program and making the awards.
He says that move won't cause RFPs to come out later. It'll just move the acquisition board approval to earlier in the process. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.